It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. A bill to allow school vouchers for some Iowa private schools advanced at the Capitol this week. The bill faces an uncertain future, but it created a firestorm of protest from advocates for the state's public schools. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Private schools are pushing hard for something they call education savings accounts. The bill would give some low-income families close to $6,000 in state funds per child to help defray tuition. Trish Wilger is with Iowa Advocates for Choice in Education.
It works in a way that would give families that don't normally have a choice in education to be able to make some other choices.
But the grants to children for private school would come out of the budget of the local public school the families would be opting out of. Public education advocates lined up to oppose it.
It's kind of a nose under the camel's tent situation. Once you start expanding in this direction, we're concerned about how far it can go.
We just think this is not the highest priority for the use of public funds this year with all the other needs we have within our public K-12 system.
This is outrageous, it's ridiculous, and I think that the bill needs to stop here.
That's Margaret Buckton with the Urban Education Network and Rural School Advocates of Iowa, Brad Hudson with the Iowa State Education Association, and the last one, the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa's Connie Ryan.
You may call it an education savings grant or whatever the language is. It's a voucher. This is a voucher. And so we've seen this in other states.
The grants would be roughly equivalent to the amount the state spends per pupil to educate kids in public schools. Private school advocates have long argued that they should be entitled to the money. Under the bill, a pilot program would cover just two districts, Waterloo and Sioux Center. Eric Goranson with the Iowa Association of Christian Schools would like to see it go statewide.
We've been really honest about that. We've had bills to that effect for a number of years.
Iowa City Democrat Mary Masher apologized to the people who turned out for the hearing, implying it was all a stunt.
And I feel it's an insult to you to take the time to come here when there's no intention of putting this bill forward in any shape or form. It will not appear on any calendar in the House.
For her to infer that it's dead on arrival is just not true.
That's Cedar Falls Republican Walt Rogers.
Representative Masher, she doesn't talk to our leadership. So this is a bill that was put forth in good faith. And there is momentum in the country for parents to have more choice in education.
Republican Representative John Coiker represents Sioux Center, one of the districts whose children would be eligible for the grants. He says the district is concerned about losing that per pupil funding, but he favors taking money away from public schools.
Because they're always wanting more money to do less with fewer students, with bigger staff, and more teachers. And it just can't keep going.
Backers of the bill say similar legislation has passed constitutional muster on grounds of separation of church and state. One skeptic urged lawmakers to lawyer up to make sure it's constitutional to give the grants to two districts and no one else. If the bill wins full House approval, it would likely not see action in the democratically controlled Senate. Representative Masher wishes they'd be spending their time elsewhere.
Obviously, we have a great deal of work to do before we adjourn this session.
Including, she says, approving a more than $7 billion state budget. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.